I mean, that was huge. The way that James Starks ran the ball tonight was maybe the most important factor in us winning. I mean, he set up some of the play action that we did. He was, a second and 10 run there in the second quarter, I think it was, a 30-yard run. I mean, he ran great. I mean, I'm so happy for him. He's a great kid. He's really, I think, grown up a lot the last couple of weeks, and he was big tonight.
Did you think you ever had that much success?
No. I didn't, to be honest.
What do you think was going to come down to that a lot more passing tonight?
Well, I thought I was going to have to play a good game and be efficient. We do a good job on third downs, which we did do a pretty good job, but, I thought that we might have a few more passing attempts, but the way James was running, we just stuck with it. Well, Ryan Grant is the running back we've been missing all year, but James has stepped up, did a nice job. You know, you got to give John Kuhn and Brandon Jackson and Demetri Nance some credit for the way they ran the ball this year. But coach has gone with a hot guy, and the hot guy today was James. He did a great job.
Can you talk about how he gets picked up the blitzes and how effective you were, especially?
Yeah, I mean, Scotty did a good job. With the declarations and with the adjustments, and I think it's just a pretty good communication game tonight. You know, that's the most important thing when you're playing a defense like that, with so many moving pieces and different blitzes they can bring. We did a nice job of for the most part picking them up and being efficient passing the ball.
First of all, it was nice to get that first playoff win. We never had to answer that question again.
Well, all my time being a football fan, I've never seen one player win a game all by himself. So it's a good team win for us, and I'm gonna let you guys write what you want on that.
Did you know the defense was gonna make that stop in the last drive? What was going through your mind?
Well, I think everybody in the stadium held their breath when Deshaun caught that ball. Being the former Cal player and watching Deshaun, following his career, and seeing the run he had that really helped us get in the playoffs against the Giants. When Tim put in that ball in the air, I think everybody was just hoping that somebody's going to tackle him. And then when he had another big catch in the drive. He's explosive. That team's explosive. And thankfully, Tremont came up with a big play for us, like he's done all season. He's been a Pro Bowl player. Unfortunately, he didn't get the nod, but he's played incredible one-on-one coverage this season, and I'm not surprised he made a play like that.
Emotion like right after that interception?
A lot of relief, I think. It's a tough position as a quarterback and really anybody on sidelines to not be able to have an impact on that play. Just hoping our defense comes up with a stop.
Do you take pressure off of you the way the defense is this year?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that plus when you got James Starks running for 123 yards, that takes some pressure off the passing game. That's unexpected. The defense playing as well as they have, that's you don't want to take it for granted, but it's kind of been expected the last few weeks. They've played excellent, kept us in the game, and, we're moving on. Yeah, it feels good. It's disappointing to lose your last game like we did last year, but, a lot of resilient guys in that locker room and guys who believe in each other. A lot of guys, like I said last week, who've stepped up and we didn't expect a lot of things from, i.e. James Starks tonight. I mean, we've had a number of contributions from men who, at the beginning of the season were not expected to play big roles for us. So I think that says, what kind of character we got in that locker room.
Aaron, your first game against Atlanta went down to the end. Can you just talk about the rematch? Do you guys feel you're better equipped?
Well, it's a tough place to play. Matt has been excellent playing there and won a ton of games. He's only lost twice in his time there. It's a tough environment, very loud. They're a very good team, very well coached on both sides of the ball. So, obviously, that's one that we're pretty disappointed about. We were on a little bit of a roll there, and I fumbled inside the five, and we lost by 3 points. So, this one, we definitely were hoping we were going to get a chance to get back.
Aaron, you guys had 14-10 lead. Just talk about that drive that you answered back. Obviously, a critical point.
Yeah, that was the most important drive of the game, and. Coach had a good call on third down there, third and 10, and the line gave me a little bit of time. I was able to hit Donald across the middle, and, it was important time in the game for that. The crowd was just kind of getting back into it, and we needed to give our defense a little bit of a break and get it back to a two-score game, and we did that.
Aaron,
Talking about that crowd noise, Aaron, how you guys did against
them today? Yeah, I mean, the crowd in Philly is great. They're great sports fans here, and they know when to cheer and when to, when to be loud. And it's definitely something we had to deal with. But I think, like I said, Scott Wells being kind of my extension at center, made some great calls tonight and great adjustments, and we did a pretty good job picking up the pressure. And when we had to, we converted those third downs.
How important was it to have those long drives taking time off the clock?
Yeah, I mean, that was that hasn't really been, maybe our forte this year, but I think all three of our scoring drives were over 10 plays, and we cashed in our opportunities in the red zone 3 for 3. So that's what we're looking for when we break down a game and talk about our goals. It's being good on third down, being good in the red zone, and not turn the ball over. Well, I had a turnover tonight, but other than the other couple, we did a good job at, I think, 8 for 13 in third downs and 3 for 3 in the red zone.
Can you talk about your patience in the pocket, especially that second touchdown chase? You look left, you pump, you roll out, you juke the guy, touchdown.
Yeah, it was actually a screen pass, and they covered it up pretty good. I moved to my right, and James Asante, I think, had lost where James was, and he kind of moved to the pylon. I didn't throw him a very good pass, but he made a great catch on that.
Considering how much time James missed this year, at what point did you kind of see this sort of contribution being possible?
Tonight? I mean, I think you saw the potential in him way back when he got here. Big, athletic, long strides, elusive. But we hadn't, other than the San Francisco game when he kind of got his feet wet and had, I think, 73 yards. Then the next week he doesn't get a whole lot of action. I think it was Detroit. And he was inactive for a game. So I think he's really learned the last month or so how to be a professional. And it's a seven-day-a-week job, and you gotta practice well if you're going to play on Sundays. So his practice habits have really improved the last month, and he's kind of been re-energized, and he had a big night for us tonight.
Is there any way that you think maybe having to win the last couple games of the regular season help you guys kind of get on a roll?
No doubt about it. I mean, this team is, had our backs against the wall, per se, with two games we had to win and came up with two great efforts. Now, we were fortunate to have two home games, but two good opponents in the Giants and the Bears, and to beat the Giants the way we beat them. And then the Bears game, we struggled, but we won the game. The momentum, really, I think that that we got as a football team, but especially on defense, to hold the Giants to 17 points and the Bears to 3 points, and tonight the effort that they put forth, a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence in that locker room, and hopefully we can carry that over into another tough environment.
Can you elaborate what was happening on third downs?
What?
Can you elaborate what was happening on third downs for your success?
Well, a couple times we had we hit them on some uncovered stuff where they brought some pressure and left a couple guys open. And then, the other times we ran the ball better than we have in third and short tonight. John had a big conversion. James, like I said, ran the ball very well. I think that's kind of where you're going to get the above 50% stuff for us, is we've been, average to below average on those conversions in third and 1-5, and we did a better job tonight.
You've got a short week this week. How big a challenge is that, especially with Atlanta getting 2 weeks off?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is to see kind of where we're at health-wise. Hopefully we come out of this game pretty healthy. But I think guys appreciate the shorter weeks. As long as we're feeling good and we're healthy, it's nice to know we're going to be back on the field in 6 days.